Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Welcome, Dan Bach here with the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast for you on this Monday. Hope all is going well in your world, coming off an exciting weekend of golf, of course, with Tiger Woods in contention. Didn't quite get it done, but made for pretty good viewing. Today, of course, on the show, we're going to talk a good bit about Major League Baseball tonight. We'll recap you on some of the DFS events that took place this weekend, and that's what we kind of got on tap. Big thanks, as always, to Fantasy Draft as they continue to sponsor this show and the 4:30 show. And make sure you check those guys out. I really mean this. If you enjoy the free content, you know, not everybody is able to be a premium subscriber. We hope that you find value in it. But if it doesn't fit your budget and you want to pay it forward to us, go over to Fantasy Draft, make that deposit. That allows us to do things like this and the free Grinders live show as well. So check them out if you haven't done so. Promo code Grinders when you sign up, and 3 months of free premium when you do so. And it, it's paying it back to a sponsor here on Roto Grinders, so they mean a lot to us. Today, let's start looking back, though, quickly from this weekend. We had the DraftKings final. Huge shout out going to Jeff Collins, finally taking down a live final. He's been to a ton of them over the years, a guy who got started with us over at Roto Grinders for a while, and just a good dude altogether. And happy to see him have success at a live final. Took down $500,000 in that tournament. I think it was Stack in Cleveland and St. Louis. Harrison Bader at 5%, I believe it was. So good job by him. And from everything I heard, I didn't make it out there for the DraftKings event this year, but was a smashing success, and congrats to everybody who qualified. And of course, FanDuel's live final will be this weekend on the other coast, so rack up those miles out there going from New York to, I believe it's LA or San Diego, out there on the coast. So, but FanDuel will be this weekend. Good luck to all of the Roto Grinders finalists that we have out there, and big congrats to Jeff El Jefe, Jeff Collins, for the W this weekend. Also, we had the Millionaire Maker this week, and the winner was Mr. G-S-O-T-W with a score of 586, just nudged out Borealis 759 by a single point. I wasn't following down the stretch to see if there was any like last-second putts, makes, misses that swung, but the final lineup for GSOTW was Daniel Berger, Tony Finau, Brooks Koepka, Thomas Peters, Gary Woodland, and Tiger Woods. So he had, looks like, four players under 10% owned in Berger, Peters, Woodland, Woods, and two players under 5% owned in Peters and Berger, who got the job done for him. And did look him up. He is a Roto Grinders member, so love that. So good job by him, and have fun with that $1 million, man. Not a bad score. So that's probably going to be the end. Actually, that's definitely going to be the end of Millionaire Makers for PGA Golf for the season. Of course, we've got multiple Millionaire Makers in NFL for week one over on DraftKings, as they've got their main slate, and then I believe their showdown slate for that Thursday game also has $1 million up top. So we're going to have a lot more $1 million winners over the as the year goes on. But congrats, GSOTW, for your monster lineup this weekend. All right, let's get into what we got rolling here today in Major League Baseball. 10-game slate for us. Broke it down. I've kind of been off the baseball beat here lately. Kids are finally back at school, so that means my life can be back to normal, which is weird because, you know, you're like, oh, the summertime, it's when everybody relaxes. No, summertime means I've got to jump in the car for like 2 hours a day, dropping off and picking up kids from camp. So that has ended. I've got my mornings back, so I should be able to be, you know, on call here for more fantasy fixes than I have over the last month or so. And I think it's good, too, because, like, I haven't been necessarily doing the prep because I haven't even had XM over the last couple of weeks. We're off during the week, Monday through Friday in August. So I haven't really been knuckling down doing the prep, and it's kind of showed because I haven't had a very good run of it. But I like what I'm seeing in this slate tonight. So let's jump into it here. Lots of pitching options for us to look at, and we'll talk about them. I think the interesting pricing that we have out here on DraftKings Fantasy Draft, where you've got feels like an underpriced Clayton Kershaw, but also feels almost like a sucker bet. We do have a lot of names we can go with, and then some like kind of crappers as well that we can throw out there as, you know, potential options for us. So we got the Subway Series out there in New York, Yankees versus Mets. We got to look at the weather here. We're seeing 74% chance of rain at 7 o'clock and just about 50% over the next 3 hours. So we'll have to check in with Kevin Roth on that one. But both these pitchers, obviously viable. We've got a team total of 7. We've got an implied run total of the Mets at 3. And Luis Severino, you know, has been a guy who's really been a frustrating option here the second half of the season. You know, he had that stretch of like, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 consecutive starts where he was under 10 DraftKings fan draft points. And then against the White Sox, he bounced back pretty strong there with a 25 fantasy point performance. We'll see what he does tonight here against the Mets. This feels like another good spot for him. But, you know, you look at that 11-8 salary there on DraftKings and on FanDraft. Obviously, you have the correlation in salary. And he's the second most expensive pitcher behind the pitcher on the other side, Jacob DeGrom. On DraftKings salaries, it's 12-3 for him. Severino at 11-8, Folty at 10-5, and then Kershaw at 10K, Bumgarner at 9,900, and Zach Greinke at 97. So those are your like top six starters that we have on the slate. I think I'd rather go Severino over DeGrom if I'm choosing from either in this game. I just don't know if the weather is going to make that possible. And today's pitching build is really interesting on multiple pitcher sites because I feel like you can absolutely spend up for two, or there are probably about two or maybe three crappers that we can throw out there and, you know, build lineups that way that's going to get us more and more bats. So I love these days where there is not just a crystal clear, obvious way to build lineups. And I think that's where we're at today. So Severino, I'm liking obviously the matchup that we get from him. The Mets are just dreadful. They're kind of packed it in right now. And hopefully that start that we saw last time is what we have more of moving forward. You know, I think Foltynewicz here today is a guy that's going to be really overlooked. And I think that we've got to consider him. Now, it's a 7:35 game. Again, they've got an early game on this slate, but they're going against Miami. And, you know, you've got to look at this Miami plate IQ report for today. They're terrible versus righties today. You're talking about Derek Dietrich and Anderson are the only guys over a 330 WOBA against righties this season. You've got 300 for Ortega, 313 for Castro, 269 for Prado, 277 for JT Riddle, Sierra at 128, Holiday at 237, and of course the pitcher spot as well. I think Folty can really mow these guys down. I mean, this guy's been super solid all season long, and I really... You know, with Atlanta obviously in the mix, they're coming focused, ready to play. Not huge strikeout numbers for Miami. That's the drawback for the salary that you're getting. But I don't know, especially if that New York game is threatened for the possibility of being rained out. There's not a lot of K upside anywhere there. Even Kershaw tonight, you know, he had one strikeout, I believe, in that last start. And there's just a lot of red. I mean, you talk about isolated power, 158 by Dietrich and 156 by Riddle are the biggest numbers that he's going to have to deal with here today. And I think Folty's in a strong, strong spot. Let's see, Vegas' outlook on this. It's the second game of the doubleheader, so we don't have a total. But, I mean, I think he's minus 200, right? He should be a minus 200 favorite against Miranda Gonzalez. Miranda Gonzalez leaves a lot to be desired, by the way, as well. you know, 5.71 ERA in 7 relief appearances so far this season, and this is going to be his first start. 47 strikeouts in 73 innings across 14 AAA starts in New Orleans. That's not good. Like, I think he's going to get plenty of run support. Minus 200 might be too small. Might be like minus 250 in that game. So I don't have a total on that one today. Considering that Touki Toussaint in the first game is minus 177, we're probably looking at minus 225 to 250, I think, for Folty today. And I think he goes underowned, overlooked. He's one of the names I'm, you know, certainly looking to play. I mean, 382 xFIP this season, 28% K rate. Definitely fits the bill for me. Other names for us. Okay, Zach Greinke gets Texas today. I think people might be scared to play him, and rightfully so. I get it. It is in Texas, and we've seen that yield more runs than I believe any other ballpark this season, including Coors Field. And he's been good, not great lately. 17, 16 in his last couple of starts. Obviously had a run of 26, 44, 32, which was excellent in terms of DraftKings fantasy draft points. I do get a little bit nervous going into this ballpark, but it's kind of baked in that salary at 9,700. The good news for us today is that this isn't a scorcher out in Texas. It's 82 degrees. That's hot, but it's not insane. You can kind of see it in that total at 9.5. I would have thought, though, that we would actually have a higher team total for Arizona against Bartolo Colon today. 5.44 is significant, but the team total or the overall game is still under 10 right now. So I think Greinke's in play. I don't think I can press that button in cash games today, but he should probably be in your rotation of pitchers for GPPs. Let's go to Kershaw next. You know, he is pitching at home today against the Giants, and, last start for him wasn't so hot. 6 innings, 2 earned runs, only 1 strikeout, 6 hits allowed. I mean, the days of a dominant Kershaw seem to be in the past, but boy, you know, Vegas is very strong on him today. Minus 201 implied run total for San Francisco, under 3. They're, I feel like, better against lefties than they are righties. But the fact of the matter is, he is priced, you know, the fourth priced pitcher right now. And all the early algorithms that I'm looking at in an optimal lineups are all plugging Clayton Kershaw in there. So they're, you know, expecting a bounce back for him today. I'm fine with it. The question is, is that like a sucker salary, like 10K? It's cheap. It's not, you know, ridiculously cheap, but look at where he was previous to that. 12-8, 11-6, 12-8, 11-9. Those are his last four. 12-9, 12-9, 12, 11-7. So this is, you know, clearly the lowest number we've ever seen for Clayton Kershaw, and probably accurate for what we've seen from him. But we know, you know, there can be some upside, you know, baked in for them to get into the 20s. Like, that's good enough for that salary. So I'll be curious to see where Jimeno pegs the ownership here on him today. I mean, strange as it sounds, Folty, I believe, is like in a better spot than Kershaw today. Like, he's got more K upside, I believe, for only, what, $500 more. So, this is one of those scenarios where you can play Kershaw and Foltynewicz or Folty and Greinke. I'm probably not playing Mad Bum today against that Dodgers offense. I just don't really see that being the play on this slate. And then if New York goes, you know, you've got DeGrom or Severino. And Severino, my preferred choice between those guys. All right, let's move down to some other players. And it pains me to say this, but if you're looking to go cheap, there's like 3 names that I'm willing to play today. And the first name is Reynaldo Lopez here. And I don't love Reynaldo Lopez. I mean, you look at his plate IQ scores this season, and we've got a 587 xFIP for him this year with a 16% K rate and a 10% walk rate. Like, that alone should probably, you know, maybe get me fired for even mentioning his name. But he is a road favorite here going against this Tigers offense, which we'll go through their numbers in a minute, is not great. But, you know, you're going to get one of 2 starts here for him. He's at a 21, a 15, a negative 6, a negative 2, a 15, a 1, a 20, a 14. Those are his last like 8 starts for you. It's either been really good or really bad. And I ask you, do we really think Detroit's going to lay it on Ronaldo Lopez as a really bad start? I don't see it. I mean, it happened, I guess, on the 15th of July, or no, 15th of June. He gave six innings, nine hits, and three earned runs. But man, I look at this lineup and you see nothing but red here. And a lot of times, you know, with a guy like Lopez who's not a K pitcher, you know, you'll look at WOBAs and you'll be like, okay, the WOBAs aren't great. Let's see what the contact WOBAs are. And then you see a pile of green and a bunch of guys over 400 in the CX WOBA we've got on Plate IQ. And you don't see that today. You know, you got, you know, Gerber, let me put these over the last two seasons so we have a little bit larger sample size on this one. And it's ugly. I mean, small sample size on Gerber leading off, but 229 WOBA versus righties, 320 on the CX WOBA. Iglesias, 284, 282. Castellanos, 324 with an impressive 454. Now, obviously, that's one guy who is in a very good spot today and could be a dangerous bat, but even 324 WOBA in the last 883 plate appearances is not elite by any standard. That contact WOBA, pretty solid. Candelaria, 163 ISO, 311 weighted OBA, 333 contact WOBA. Victor Martinez, he's dust, 297 weighted OBA. Nick Goodrum, 303 weighted OBA, 421 on the contact WOBA. See, that's an example of a guy who can do well against non-strikeout pitchers, which, of course, Lopez is. But then you've got, you know, Aducci, who's all right, you know, 323 up to a 392. It's all right. McCann, 277 up to a 345. That's not that impressive. And then Jones, 262 up to 283. So, you know, we literally have like three guys who are in the red, one guy who is even, and that's Victor Martinez. And when I say even means, you know, he's not red or green. But if you took it down to this season, he's, what, into the red. I just think this is an offense he can kind of get it done against. So he's in my rotation of pitchers today. If you want to pay up for bats, you want to differentiate, I think his ownership's going to be below 10% today. So throwing Ronaldo Lopez as an option at starting pitcher. And then the other couple of crappers that we've got to look at here today, let's go out to Toronto, and they get a matchup versus Kansas City, and they're throwing Sean Reed Foley out there, 4.4K on DraftKings, 5K on FanDuel, or 55 on FanDuel. I don't know if he's in the fan draft player pool, not showing up on his player page that he is, but he's going to make his debut today. And not bad numbers. In fact, you could say darn right good numbers between double and triple A here. 146 strikeouts to only 47 walks over 126 innings. So well over a K an inning. And if you look into his game logs, even in the minor leagues, it's not like one start where he got lit up for like eight runs in two innings. Like if you took that out, and that was like his first start at triple A this season, he has been really, really good. And against Kansas City, a team who, you know, I was looking back at their schedule, I think they've only scored, here we go, let me bring it up here. They have not been scoring many runs here at all. Let's see, 2 runs against the Cardinals, 3 runs against the Cardinals, 0 runs against the Cardinals. So they've had 5 runs scored over their last 3 games. They put 9 up against the Cubs, and then they got shut out against the Cubs, 1 run against the Cubs. I mean, they're just in a tailspin right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 losses out of their last 10 games. This is that time of year where teams are packing it in. So I think this guy's viable. I don't see any reason why he can't throw 100 pitches here. At 4,400, that is just a dirt cheap price. And Kansas City, a favorite here in this one at minus 119. So I think Sean Reed Foley, the hyphen, is a guy we can look at. And then last but not least, Clayton Richard. I think he's going to drive some ownership, and if Jimeno has him as a popular play today, I'd much rather go to the Toronto guy because I feel like there's more upside in the Toronto guy in the hyphen than we get with Richard because he just doesn't strike guys out. But this is a kind of a perfect example here of why I'm more nervous on him. Yes, you've got weighted OBAs this season for this lineup, 259 on Calhoun, 265 on Fletcher, 284 on Upton, 269 on Pujols, 204 with Caleb Cowart. Again, that's 13 plate appearances, so that's really not enough sample size. But even those top four guys, all four of them in today's projected lineup, under 300. But if you look at that contact wOBA, you're at 431 for Calhoun, 328 for Fletcher, not great. Upton at 430, Pujols at 394, and then you can go down to the bottom of the order again in small sample sizes, much improved when they're not striking out. And this is a guy with a 16% K rate. Against righties, we're looking at 18%, so it doesn't even go up that much more. So that's why I'm a little bit afraid with Clayton Richard, is I just don't know that he can dominate this team. And if he's, pitching to contact, they've done pretty well in that. So just to give you an idea, like contact weighted OBA of this starting lineup, 409. And let's take a look what it is for Reynaldo Lopez there against righties for Detroit. And you're like 357. I mean, you got a team wOBA of 286 against righties on today's projected lineup for Detroit. That's awful. Just absolutely awful. All right, so those are the pitchers that I'm looking to play. Let's move on into the bats for today. I like to take it position by position, so let's jump into it. Over at first base, I think you're going to see Arizona is chalk today. Paul Goldschmidt, I think, has got the highest plate IQ number we've got on the slate tonight. He's 4.7, and with some of the cheaper pitchers you have out there, I think that you're going to see a lot of ownership spike on those guys. So he is definitely a guy that, you're going to be playing probably in cash games. In GPPs, I really like moving to a couple of other guys instead. Freddie Freeman today against the youngster for the Marlins, Marandy Gonzalez, definitely 4.8K for him. Make sure, it's a doubleheader. We want to make sure that he's in the lineup, but he's 100 more than Goldschmidt, and I think Goldschmidt will have 2X to 3X the ownership on him, so I like Freddie Freeman a good bit tonight. I think the White Sox are my sneaky team here today. Jose Abreu going against Lewicki. Lewicki is kind of a bullpen arm, and we know Detroit doesn't have a good bullpen, and he's also a guy who just doesn't strike guys out, so Abreu in an excellent spot today to potentially take one deep. So definitely looking at him as an option for us. No problem with Toronto. Smoke against Keller. Keller's pretty much trash when it comes to the numbers that he's put up this season. And Smoke, 349 weighted OBA, 190 ISO against this handedness. And Matt Carpenter, how about a 301 ISO for him? I'm not really too interested in St. Louis here in this game against Washington in general. I mean, tough beat for Washington last night with that David Bogue grand slam to win it. So I don't have a ton of exposure to that one, but man, the ISO numbers against lefties this season for Carpenter, absolutely elite, and it's kind of shows. 267 or 265, nice ISO for Smoke today. I think he's definitely a guy that we can look to play. All right, moving on over to second base tonight. Actually, we've got David Fletcher as the highest plate IQ score. I think we had at this position, I think we had Pujols is one of the top guys at first base as well. So more reason why I'm kind of lukewarm there on Clayton Richard, despite just the super cheap salary. But the guy I'm looking to play today, and I hope he's batting first and not eighth, Juan Moncada today. I mean, Moncada, you look for the matchups for him against pitchers who don't throw strikeouts, and Lewicki doesn't really throw strikeouts. His K rate versus lefties is a paltry 12.8%, where Moncada is a 487 contact wOBA. Not even terrible of 332. Anyway, 206 that ISO. Everything about him screams like, find those pitchers that can't strike him out and play him. And I think that's one of those guys today. So if Moncada's in the lineup, love him if he's at the top of the order. I'm probably playing him either way, but then he might get multiple at-bats here today, which is what I'm hoping for. 3.9 over on DraftKings, FanDuel 3K, our fantasy draft site, 7,700 today. So definitely a guy to consider. Don't mind, obviously, looking at Arizona, you've got Marte and Descalso. Both those guys are going to be going against Bartolo Colon today. They're probably going to be somewhat chalky, but expensive at 4.2K tonight. And let's see, other numbers for us. Devin Travis, 271, or excuse me, Jed Jerko. That's the guy that you love versus lefties. 428 WOBA, 271 the ISA. I said I'm not loving the Cardinals today, but he's definitely a one-off that, again, if you want to get off of Arizona, which I think is going to be very popular, he's an option in that price range as well. But my favorite play, Moncada today over there at second. All right, moving on over to third. Again, if you're paying down for pitching, most people I think are going to want to get as much Eduardo Escobar they can into their lineups. But we also have Homer Bailey pitching, and he is old and awful, and he's playing Cleveland today. Now, he plays him at home, so that helps a little bit. Cleveland a little bit better at home than on the road. But you got a 6K Jose Ramirez, 22 positive plate IQ factors to 3 negative for him today. You can make it work, though. I mean, with the salaries, if you're playing a 4K guy or Lopez in the 6K range, even with Kershaw at 10, like, you've got enough salary to put in a 6K guy. I just don't know if, you know, that's the route that I want to go on my builds. Because, again, I do think paying up for two pitching spots is not the worst idea out there. So he's popping, obviously, but Escobar, 4,600, a good bit cheaper, and certainly gets a matchup versus Eduardo Escobar. Let's see where else we're looking here. over at third base. Again, you got Descalso here as a possibility. Let me see here real quick. The Whites. Yeah, we'll have to check and see what the rest of these lineups look like. Again, not a lot is popping for me at this third base spot that I feel like I need to play. Like, I don't love Kyle Seager versus Sean Manaea today. Justin Turner against Bumgarner, not my favorite. I mean, if you need value, David Fletcher batting second against Clayton Richard. He's 3.2K tonight, so that's a pretty good spot in the order for him versus a lefty. I might prefer Caleb Cowart a little bit more just based on ownership. He's 300 more expensive. We'll hit lower in the order, but definitely a guy who had actually some pretty good contact WOBA for him. Let me see the numbers for him over the last two seasons, because only 11. Yeah, not a whole lot of sample size on him at all, but could be a good pivot for you there. Matt Chapman, don't mind him, batting second against Marco Gonzalez. Gonzalez is not a guy I'm looking to pick on. I mean, he's pretty darn good. I think his xFIP is below 4 for us this season. But 199 isolated power for him is not too shabby, but maybe we do just force Jose Ramirez into our lineups tonight. Okay, over at short, again, same reason. You might want to play Ramirez. You could play Lindor. It's Homer Bailey, 260 ISO versus righties. One of the best bats we've got on the slate today. Machado does match up well here, handedness-wise. 238 ISO, 370 WOBA against the lefties, but a pretty elite matchup, or elite pitcher today in Madison Bumgarner. It's going to make it a little bit tougher to press that button on a game with a total of, what, 7 there tonight. So that one's going to be a tad bit more difficult to go there. Let's see. Paul DeJong today. Man, I said I wasn't going to play Cardinals. I might not want to reconsider against lefties. 359 weighted OBA, 247 that ISO for him. And, yeah, you know, not a bad matchup there. I like the White Sox today, so Tim Anderson, definitely a name I'm looking at. He's 3.8K too, so not an expensive price on him. And we'll see where he bats. Don't love him in the 7 hole, but definitely a name that, you know, I don't mind playing one bit. All right, let's get to outfielders and then be on our way today. Yeah, you're going to see a lot of Arizona. Peralta and Pollock, I think they're going to be the chalk for us today. So if you want to play them in your cash games, I get it. You know, your entry max tournaments, I get it. If you're mass multi-entering, I'm not sure. If you really want to be above, I mean, either go all above or you kind of hope that game doesn't go off. But Bartolo Colon pitching, it might. BVP maybe of the day today is shouldn't be surprising. We get, you know, the rules. If we've got Nelson Cruz versus a lefty, we got to look at him, or at least look at that BVP, see what the history shows. And 7 for 18, 3 home runs and 5 walks versus Sean Manaea tonight. So if you need a one-off for them, he is definitely a guy to look at. Love me some David Palka today for the same reasons that I loved Juan Moncada. I like Palka because I think he's not going to strike out. And if he doesn't strike out, he's going to maybe hit a home run today. Batting cleanup. Bullish on the White Sox today. Delmonico or Yolmer Sanchez. Yolmer's the third baseman, but Delmonico at 3.4 is an option. So maybe Yolmer is going to be my guy. Maybe I'm just, you know, going all in on the White Sox tonight. Not in love with Artie Lewicki tonight. All right, other outfielders for us. Again, talked about the value. Delmonico, 3.4. No problem looking to Ronald Acuna again today against the youngster, 4.8K, kind of in that leadoff spot. At least he is in this early game. We'll see where he shows up in the late game, but definitely not a guy to consider. My tune is slowly changing on the Cardinals. Marcelo Ozuna. Has DraftKings put him over 4K once this season? I don't know that they have, but he gets a matchup versus a lefty where we know last season he was absolutely elite in that split. 354 over the last two seasons, 142 weighted OBA. So some decent numbers there. Curtis Granderson leading off. Love him for cash games today at 4.2. Pretty good numbers for him the last two seasons against righties. And we talked about Keller. He is not a strong pitcher at all. 338 wOBA, 222 in that isolated power. So he is popping for me a little bit tonight. And then Canha against lefties is definitely a guy we can be willing to play at 3.7 if you need value. He's a guy that I think you can press that button on here tonight. And I think that's what I've got for you today in terms of the names of players that I'm looking to play in my lineups. Quick recap in terms of the stacks that I'm looking to play tonight. I love the White Sox today as a one-off. Don't think they're going to be very popular. The Braves versus Marandy Gonzalez, yes. Toronto versus Brad Keller, sign me up for that one as well. And obviously, Arizona and Cleveland, I think, are going to be more your chalky options, which with some of the light salary pitchers that I think you can play today, it certainly will make some sense to get some exposure there. But that's it. I am done for today. Thanks for giving me a listen, a download. Leave me a review over there on iTunes. It means a lot when you do that. I'm supposed to tell you to unsubscribe, resubscribe, and leave a review. I don't know. It's supposed to help the podcast ratings on iTunes. So if you want to do that, please make sure you do it. Preseason football, Jimeno just absolutely crushed it week one. He's going to be pumping out the content again for this week's preseason games. And remember, if you're a sub already on Roto Grinders, you get it. If you're a monthly sub, if you're not, now is the time to get in on that monthly subscription. If you want to buy it a la carte, you can. I think it's $20, but definitely check that out. He killed it the first week, and nobody's putting out the level of content he is this preseason. So hopefully you can get your bankroll started this NFL season the right way by grinding some of that NFL preseason DFS. But I am out of here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of what we do here at rotogrinders.com. Talk to you again tomorrow. See you, everybody.